morning, America. I love that Billy Ocean. I love to go see Billy Ocean. I'd be the only guy there. I don't think there's anybody to go see Billy Ocean, but I love Billy Ocean.
No,
I'd love to go see him.
Come on.
I like the way you see it's Caribbean or Caribbean, and he goes Caribbean. Like, I've never heard anybody say that word like he says it in that song. Anyway, welcome to the Boss Big Show. Finally, Friday, August the 15th, 2025. 107.1, 99.7 FM on the radio on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. There's Valerie Seagraves. Kermit the Wonder Frog is at his perch. Nor'easter Nick is in this morning. Nolan's still off. He's back on Monday. Brittany is working a double today. So
aww,
good morning, Miss Trumpy. Thank you for being in today. Mm-hmm. Had a kind of an exciting day at the homestead yesterday. It was waffle day. Free waffle day.
Yeah.
And here's their definition of free waffle day. You know the Eggos that you get in a frozen box? They cut it in half and they give you a half a waffle.
It was not an Eggo. They made them fresh.
It was a half a waffle.
No,
who made fresh waffles?
The guy that runs the property manager.
Our community.
Why?
Sometimes they just do events for the residents in the community, and it was waffle day, and it wasn't an Eggo. They made them fresh, and they had Mickey waffles too. Grayson had a Mickey waffle. It was very cute.
I sent Rochelle in to investigate and see what the deal was. He said, "Do you get a full waffle? You get as many waffles as you want." She said, "It's a half a waffle." I said, "I don't know. You keep your half a waffle."
That's why you didn't like the event. It didn't have anything to do with the quality of the waffles. It was the amount.
It was, you could have taken more.
You need a half a waffle.
They just cut them in half because not everybody wanted them and they didn't want to waste them.
You see a big stooge like me walk into the buffet line and I ask for more waffle and everybody's judging me and I don't need that. I want to sit and relax and enjoy my waffle.
They wouldn't have judged.
I rejected their waffle.
No, they did a good job. It was very cute. They
strawberries?
Strawberries, blueberries, sprinkles, chocolate chips, M&M's,
whipped cream.
Reese cups, whipped cream, Nutella, peanut butter, jelly, syrup. They did a great job.
At least you're committed, Robbie, in your stance. You don't waffle.
I do not waffle when it comes to not getting a full waffle. What the hey? Come on, man. Well, I'm glad. I mean, for Grayson, that's fine.
He had an elf waffle. Like, it was a Mickey elf waffle with every chocolate thing that could have been on there. I mean, it hurt my teeth looking at it. And then he topped it with syrup. I was like, oh, my God.
Again, I do appreciate that they try and make the community, they try and bond us all together. But they did, like, a taco night, right? He said, all right, we'll go
what
for taco.
What was the problem with taco night?
They gave you this little bowl with a couple of chips. It wasn't really, taco night. It was kind of like chips and dip night. I was expecting tacos.
They didn't have to do anything.
No, I know they didn't. So I do appreciate the thought.
I'm sure they're working on a very tight budget and do what they can.
I'm hungry, is what I'm trying to say. So here's what I did yesterday. Well, they went to the pool and did the waffle thing.
What did you do?
I went to the bookstore.
Oh.
With no purpose at all. I just said I was working on the laptop. And then if you're not working, I tend to either watch TV or scroll, right, and look at Facebook. And I said, I got to get off the phone. I'm going to go walk around. And so I don't feel like going to the mall. I'm going to go to the bookstore.
How highbrow of you.
Isn't that nice? I went to the Barnes & Noble. And then, I've been talking about, maybe you've heard us mention this. There's a young girl that lives in our community at the pool, and I frightened her the other day. You remember this story?
Oh, yeah, you scared her slam off.
Because I try to make conversation with people, and I seem to frighten people like I'm, the mummy come back to life. So I'm in the bookstore, and I look at the magazines, I look at the newspaper, I go look at the books, I like the current events, I like U.S. history.
Did you get a coffee?
I didn't get a coffee. I'm just kind of wandering around, and I'm, I read the back, and I see what people are, that little thing that says people are saying about author David McCullough's book and that sort of thing. And I go to the back, and I like looking at they've got vinyl records and DVDs and stuff. And in the vinyl section, I'm always fascinated with anybody buying vinyl records because I love that records are a thing again. And there's a young kid, I don't know how old he is, maybe 13 or so, and he's looking, he's in the Bees, and he's got Beatles' Abbey Road in his hand. And so I say, are you a Beatles fan? The fear, the trepidation in this poor young man's face.
Stop talking to strangers.
I thought it was a nice thing. I was going to encourage the young man to buy vinyl and enjoy the sounds of Paul and John and Ringo on vinyl, and he looked at me like I was going to kidnap him. Okay.
Here's the deal. You should not talk to anybody who looks younger than 50. Ever. If they're 50 and older, they'll chat with you all day. You'll chat with them all day. It'll be fine. Do not try to chat with anybody younger than 50.
What you need to do is talk to the people with an opening. Start with an opening. Don't just dive in there.
You're right.
Well, how?
Right? And then if the kids look at you, could say, and look at the age of the kid. If it's a teen, go, dude, or something that's relevant to him.
Dude. Bro.
Bro.
What up, player?
Say,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh, you like the Beatles? If you open it that way, then they aren't, people don't get frightened. But when you give them the big Robbie eyeball and it's like, oh, blah, 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 then they run away.
Is it because they're young? Like if I went up to an old guy in a cafe area of the bookstore, he probably would be more likely to want to chit chat, right? Is it an older person thing?
Yes, probably.
Yes, that. And you are like a big dude and like it's just, it's intimidating. And I don't think you realize that you're an intimidating person. Like you're 6'5", you're a big guy. You know what I mean? Like you're an intimidating.
We're in a bookstore. What am I going to do?
No, you don't know. I'm just telling you, unless they're 50 and older, do not talk to them.
It's the worst part is the kid put the record down and walked away.
I'm sure he did.
So he didn't buy any vinyl. So I ruined the whole thing. I don't know why.
Stop talking to people.
Yeah.
If you go back and you see someone else there in the record section, you could just start singing.
Oh my God, Bill.
Right?
When I'm going to have to bail him out. Don't do this.
I like a big pizza pie.
No, you got to sing what the album is.
That's Amore.
You could sing a Beatles song. If the kid was, you could be standing there going, hey, Jude.
I am the walrus cuckoo cajou.
Oh my God.
Imagine I go up to a kid, I start doing that. I'd have East Brunswick PD tackling me.
Security.
I have to call my friend Lisa, the other PD, come rescue me from jail. Last chance to win tickets. See Billy Idol, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. We'll do Real or Fake coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. Dumb crook news. Fun facts. The freak out to officially start the weekend. Plus, we'll do Mom Confessions, Fast Five, Birthdays, and your He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50 this morning. So we got a busy Friday program. Let's go. Here it comes. It's your CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities putting out events, and we share them right here to serve our community about 620, 835 every day. If you have one, let us know. The Facebook page, the Text Connect, or right there, 1071theboss.com, and the email page, a contact list. Just feel free to shoot us one. We'll be happy to share it.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryo body sculpting event is still going on. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session for only $99. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Mentioning it, the Boss Roadie is going to be out this weekend. The Allenhurst Beach Illumination, Allenhurst Beach Club, honoring the lifesavers of the Jersey Shore, past and present, along with the Allenhurst PD. They will see you out there starting at 5 o'clock, and the Roadies be there right till dusk on Sunday evening. Also on Sunday is the next Springsteen on Sunday Live. So you can start your day at Bar Anticipation, Lake Como. Doors at 8 o'clock for Sunday brunch, and then the radio show with special surprise guests and giveaways hosted by TC starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Produced this week by Kermit the Wonder Frog.
Oh, jeez.
he's sucking up the OT before he goes on vacation, I'm told. And then Tom will be back out. We got two in a row. We don't usually do that, but he's doing a special next Sunday as well, the Berkeley Oceanfront Hotel. So put that on the calendar. AC First Responders Mental Health and Wellness Conference is happening Thursday and Friday, the 4th and 5th of September, but registration is open today. Enjoy the networking event aimed to improve first responder mental health and wellness. First responder conference partners, nonprofit organizations, and more. You can go to 1STRC, that's the number 1STRC.org, to register for the event coming after Labor Day. And the Ox Foundation presents Jersey Shore Locals versus the Bennies. It's going on next Thursday at Shoretown Ballpark. Enjoy the games, fireworks, food, drinks, and more. The OxFoundation.org with two X's for tickets and more info. That's two X's, not three, Kermit. And finally, the Feel Good Fest 2025 at the Brew Grounds Cafe. That goes on today from 4 to 8. They're in Toms River. It's car show, farmer's market, food trucks, the dunk tank, massage, Botox, yoga, and more.
What?
That's going to make you feel good. That's why it's the Feel Good Fest, feelgoodfestnj.org. There you are. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Well, life at the job has kind of been bad. My boss has always been on my back. I'd rather stay home, stay in the sack. Thank God it's a Friday. Well, working this week has done me some harm. My typing fingers are tired and worn. Each day I've woken up with my alarm. Thank God it's a Friday. Well, looking back now, I made me a nickel. Every day I was late got me in a pickle. So when the weekend's, I'm really kind of tickled. Thank God it's a Friday.
The Skankies. I like that. Please support our sponsors. We are all the help we can get around here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's the feeling on the car? Follow up on the car conversation. For a second, you were thinking of returning it. You weren't sure. But now I feel as though it's growing on you because you're talking about settling on a name. We're settling on Bella for your new blue little...
Maybe. I don't know. I like Priscilla too.
Yeah,
I like Priscilla.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to keep her.
I could tell you were leaning toward keeping.
Really?
She's growing on you. There is the inconvenience of bringing it back.
There's the big inconvenience of bringing her back. I had to get on the phone with a notary last night to give power of attorney to a company to get my registration.
I'm always imagining that this show will be canceled based on its stellar performance. And so I noticed people doing jobs and I go, well, I didn't know that was a job. What a great job.
Yeah.
Like there was the girl that worked for Carvana that brought this thing to you on a flatbed and she's doing the thing, driving the thing. And that's a good job, right?
Yes.
Last night you get on there's a Zoom guy and he's a Zoom notary. And he goes, hi, how are you? Just tell me your name and show me the ID to prove it. Excellent. And I hope you're having a beautiful day. This guy's probably making like $50 an hour.
Right.
What a great gig. He's a Zoom notary. I had no idea there was such a thing.
I had no idea either. It was so easy. It was great, but I had to do all of that, so I know that if I traded it, I'm going to do it all again.
Right.
So that is a big factor for me. The kids love the car, so that's also important. I can fit two bodies in the trunk, so I think that's important.
So yesterday, we had a visitor here, and this weekend is the Alan Hurst Beach Illumination, which we would talk about in the CBB all week. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours, police officer Lisa Griffin, is the one that helps put this together and let us know about it. And for whatever reason, loves the show and listens in the squad car.
So awesome.
I hope we're ruining the day of some perp that she's bringing in. I hope some perp is in the back and hates the show. And that makes it makes him think about what he's done in addition to being picked up by the good officer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she says, I'm coming by. I don't know if you guys can make it, but we have sweatshirts made for the staff. We're going to get you some police sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to do that, but she insisted. And I said, well, that'd be very nice. Sure, please, you know, please do. That would be really great. You know, I love our police force.
Yeah, absolutely.
Local, federal, I love them all, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a big supporter of our men and women in uniforms. So I said, that would be great. I'd be honored. Please do it. Be honest with you, of course, I forgot that she was coming. And our friend Jim, who works in the IT department here, brings her. I forgot she was coming. So he comes walking down the hall and behind Rochelle out of the peripheral sees. And you didn't know what she looked like.
No, I had no idea, and I didn't know she was coming. And I see our engineer standing at the door, and our mics were on, so he waited to walk in. But on the corner of him, I see an officer standing right behind him. Had no idea who it was. Just saw an officer, and the first thing in my mind was, oh my God, the car that I just bought is hot. I don't know why. That was the first thing I thought, though, and I was like, oh my God,
this is a nightmare.
Oh, I'm being arrested. I don't know why, but that was the first thing that I thought.
I got the Cookmobile. She's out to get me. Well, she was in full uniform.
Full uniform.
You know, the whole deal. The gun and the cuffs and the whole deal. So we weren't expecting it. Not something you see in the hallway here at Boss HQ very often. So Rochelle went, oh my God.
I thought for sure I'd be on today's edition of Dumb Crook News. I thought for sure.
Keep the car. It'll be fine. Leave the cannoli. Ever seen pictures of the baby parade we were talking about in the news there in Ocean City?
No.
It kind of looks like something out of Batman. It's just a little, something about it's a little spooky. Yeah. I know it's a nice event, but you look at those pictures and they go, I don't know about
that. That music's a little creepy.
I'm waiting for the Joker to jump out here. Christian Bale to come out from around an alleyway or something.
Okay.
On the way, we'll do Dumb Crook News. Fun facts coming up. Real or fake, last chance ticket to see Billy Idol, Joan Jett at the Garden coming up August 20th on The Big Show. It's been another exhausting week, hasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe it's been worse than exhausting. Maybe you're in a bad headspace. Everything seems like it's going the opposite of your way. But let me tell you, it could be worse. You could find yourself behind bars.
That's
incarcerated, incarcerated, wearing an orange jumpsuit, shackled around your wrists and ankles.
They still do that?
Taken into custody by the law, working the chain gang. What we have here is a failure to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Because of your criminal deeds and misactivities. Or maybe it's just ICE picking you up and going, oh, sorry.
Oops.
Sorry.
No.
We thought you were legal.
No.
I mean, it could be a lot worse.
It could be.
Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Dumb Crook News. This thing goes on for about half the segment. It's just the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Rochelle and our crack team of researchers scour the police blotters from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west, cross ponds, sometimes even across the border for these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. Dateline to Florida. Boy, you know it's going to be a doozy when we start in Florida, because of course we are, because it's always Florida. 22-year-old Jose Baez Suarez, couldn't decide which he is, a Baez or a Suarez, in trouble for allegedly robbing an arcade using his mom as the getaway driver. Police say he entered the arcade with a real gun and then fled the scene with cash from several of the machines.
Uh-oh.
He's got all the coins. You know, he can come back and play a little Frogger.
Uh-oh.
Here's a patron who saw this happen.
Kind of scary. Like, I would be scared working at an arcade. Slot machines. Just, like, going to a casino. So we come in here and put money in the slot machines, and we try to win big, put $20 in, and sometimes I can turn it into $100 or $500.
What?
What are you talking about?
What kind of arcade has slot machines in it, and why do we not have those?
I don't think it's actual slot machines. She must be talking about, you know, those machines where the thing has got coins and
like
it pushes
little,
out.
Yeah.
I assume that's what she's saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Otherwise, the plot has just thickened, hasn't it?
He really wanted that Chinese finger catcher, so he had to get all the coins.
Try to manipulate that claw, get the teddy bear. Let's go out to Oklahoma, where the wind comes flying down the plane. A big, gigantic, naked man.
I'm butt naked.
That's the headline. Broke into a home and then ran out, jumped into a pond, and tried to hide, bobbing under the water.
Oh, no.
He's described as over 6 feet and over 400 pounds. Jesus, I might fit this description. So here's a homeowner explaining what happened. He saw the naked man running in the lake.
I was ready to receive my son and my mom coming home from martial arts class. By the time I opened the front door, the back door was being opened by the big, fat, naked, crazy guy. Anytime a big, gigantic, naked man comes into your house unwanted, the de-escalation is, I guess you could say, pretty quick. Then I saw one of the strangest things I've ever seen is following somebody out of your own house into a lake that you're not supposed to be swimming in. Full of snakes. Stay aware that every place in 2025 is, you got some crazy.
Well, he may very well have received his punishment already if he jumped in a lake and infested with snakes nude.
Yeah, wow.
I like how I like the little note there, the little footnote where he says his son was coming back from martial arts class.
Yes, I did hear that.
We got a naked intruder. Ha ha! Hi-ya!
Ha! He's a yellow belt.
Let's go to South Carolina. Our dateline, 35-year-old Rashawn Sean is accused of going on a high-speed chase with police. He filmed it and put it all on Facebook, so there ain't no denying it. Here's Corporal Carly Carr talking about what allegedly went down. He's now been arrested facing felony charges.
Something that could have been a minor traffic ticket for tailgating and swerving turned into four felonies. It seems like it's idolized. I think people think that it's cool. And it's not. I'm not sure if they do it for clout or what exactly it's for, but unfortunately, I think social media is painting a unrealistic picture of what happens.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for myself posting this on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
Like, poke. This dumb crook news. Let's go to Los Angeles, California, where Labubu dolls. You know about these Labubus?
I do know about the Labubus.
Big hot commodity. Four masked thieves smashed the door of a toy store and stole a whole bunch of them. More than $30,000 worth of merchandise. Here's the store owner, Joanna, on the Labubu theft.
I just had a gut feeling to wake up, you know, and check my phone. So I witnessed everything live when they were in here robbing the stuff. Aiming just for the Labubus. Everything that was more expensive because cash, I didn't have any cash in the register. Yeah, they know. Because they took the most valuable stuff. They only left the stuff that are not really popular.
We get all the beach balls you want, but the Labubus, they're gone, every last one of them.
Well, those things are like $45 a piece for these weird little stuffed animals, and they're ugly. They're scary and ugly looking.
You want a Furby? We got them.
But no Labubus.
Fantastic Four action figures, plenty. Labubus, gone. Well, let's head back to Florida, shall we? Because it's always Florida. After claiming a $167 million Florida Powerball jackpot, a James Farthing, career criminal ex-convict, was at a bar bragging about all the money he had won. He ended up getting in a fight with a guy who called him a liar, and then he was tasered and arrested again.
Whoa.
Put your hands behind your back right now, against the wall. Who else? I have one on the ground there. He kicked me in the face. He's going.
All right, sorry.
Save your sorry for later.
Oh, that was like such a dad yell. Save your sorries for later.
I want you to put you in a cell, let you think about what you did. I mean, he still gets the money, doesn't he? Or is there some sort of a clause where if you get arrested before you've claimed the prize?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Sure.
Yeah, he's going to have to use it for bail money now.
That would be funny. They set bail at $167 million, so he just, it's a wash. And finally, we head across the border to Pennsylvania. Follow-up from the coverage of the Little League International a couple of weeks ago. 20-year-old Isaiah Randall is a Pennsylvania resident sent home after he sent his supervisor a threatening text. They allege that Isaiah texted, "You guys better have heavy security after the bleep you pulled today, because I'll be back and attending the game," referring to one of the Little League World Championship games.
Oh, no.
So the police were called in. He remains held. That's right. Sure. Yep, and Isaiah can be behind bars because that's where he remains today. Don't threaten the Little League organizers.
No, what are you doing?
You know, the worst part, of course, you're ruining it for some little fat kid named Chuck from Idaho that's looking to become a baseball star.
Be nice.
Dumb. Crook News. It's the end of the line for Prince Abubu. Or Labubu. It's Labubu, I guess.
The Labubus.
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 I don't mean to butt into your business, but is there something wrong with your headphones? What's going
on? It's too loud.
Oh. Yeah, something
you control the switch.
Listen, something has changed over here because mine used to be like I could handle it, and now they're so loud. I don't know what is going
on.
You remember my switch?
Yeah,
I've got crappy headphones for a reason because I don't like it very loud, and there's something going. Seriously, and it's got to
be
so
a knob
loud.
Or a switch that's been touched
there's
somewhere.
There's not one here.
And there's nothing over here for us to control them.
Isn't there a little metal panel like there is in the other booth there where there has a volume knob on it?
So I don't know if they came and changed out the cords underneath here, but it's really, really loud.
I know. I can't hear otherwise. So I apologize.
No, I know that.
That makes me feel bad, but I can't hear.
It's okay.
See, like to me, my headphones are not as loud as I'd like them, but I don't want to go completely deaf.
You know what? They probably got in there and cleaned for the first time in 50 or 60 years, and that's why.
Got the dust out of there.
Since the Ford administration, they finally cleaned. Speaking of which, sort of.
Uh-oh.
I just, out of nowhere, I just opened up Facebook to see if there's anything going on. And I got a note from, I don't know this guy, but he said, there are these people, and I appreciate this, like our friend Art Volo, who record radio shows. Some people do it with video. They go into the building. Some people record it off the air. I guess there are people, you know, a lot of kids used to record Casey Kasem to hear their song in the countdown years ago on a cassette tape.
Yeah. Of course I did.
There's a guy that I know. His name is Mike Callahan. He's a huge collector of tapes. And I'd never really communicated with him before, but he sent me a message a while ago and said, "I think I've got some tapes of you for when you worked in Boston." And I worked there a long time ago, and he just sent me a note this morning and said, "I found a tape from April 28th, 2000. And he sent me the audio. Now, I have not heard this. I have no idea what it is. Obviously, I don't remember doing this, but here is some audio of me from 25-plus years ago.
Holding 103.3, you can get your song played on the radio, 1-800-336-1033. It's the Good Time Saturday Night Request Party. Hi, who's this?
Roger LeBoux, calling from Baldwinville, Mass. How you doing, Rog? That's a bad Rob, yourself?
I'm doing great. What can I play for you?
Queen of the Hop by Bobby Darin.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you got someone you can jitterbug with that?
Oh.
Well, I got my wife, but her and I, we're a little too old for jitterbugging now, but,
Well, I'll tell you what, try stopping and clapping your hands. Oldies 103.3.
All right, well, that's
your hands. Try stomping and clapping your hands.
Are you and the missus going to jitterbug? That sounds like it's for, like I'm Lawrence Welk, like it's from 1910.
Aw, baby Robbie.
How old does that sound, though?
Pretty stinking.
Doesn't it?
Well, you're also on an oldies channel.
Yeah,
so
I know, but still, it sounds jitterbug. Are you going to jitterbug together? What is that?
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those, you know, like on Family Guy where they do old, hey, we play some old time baseball here, you see? What is that?
You were having fun. You could tell you were having fun.
Yeah, I was making union money. That was good. Yeah. That was good stuff back then. Not bad for a young fella.
Right.
That was a cool place. It was in the, remember Westinghouse? Remember that?
Sure.
Westinghouse used to be the group W owned all the
10-10 wins.
Right.
I worked for years.
The CBS radio station, so WBZ, which is a big news station, was in that building. And here I come, you know, just a goober from the little bordering teeny state of Rhode Island up to Boston. It was a great gig. And then now the station went out of business, which is what I tend to do to places that I work.
He was a little bitty DJ with big dreams.
Little bitty DJ.
Yep.
There was a guy named Jack Williams, who was kind of, he was a clone of Chuck Scarborough from Channel 4, but he was on in Boston forever and ever. He's one of those, you know, like Will Ferrell, like Anchorman, where he had the hair was just plastered to his head.
Yes.
And there was one time, because I'd get all overnight shifts and that sort of thing, which is fine, but I one time in the summer, you know, three other people called off. Then I got to go in and do the, you know, the big afternoon show. And he had the news guy, the evening news anchor, Jack Williams from WBZ. And again, in those days, they took it what you'd like the movie, right?
Right.
We're the action news team. Good evening. You know those kind of guys? Like, they talk like that.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. And by the way, not to go on and on, this building where all the CBS things, they had their own restaurant on the second floor.
What?
Because the news people would work 24. Yeah, you'd go up there and they'd do breakfast omelets in the morning. They'd do sandwiches. It was unbelievable.
Well, you wouldn't bitch about their waffle
day. They had like a whole stack of waffles. I can't remember his name. I think his name was Charlie. I remember the chef. Yeah, I made friends with him, let me tell you. So anyway, it's the afternoon and Jack comes down and is going to do the afternoon newscast for us. And I'm expecting, you know, to be like a normal, here's Jack with the news.
Right.
And he's very amused that I'm this young punk that somehow made his way to this big radio station. So I say, well, here with the headlines, here is Jack Williams. And he goes, doing a fine job over there, young man. And I just, you could feel like my throat felt like it was exploding. Like I just, I was so nervous.
Did you barf on the air or something?
My voice cracked. I said, yeah, fine, Jack. I mean, it was just, I don't know exactly what it was. Awful. It was awful. Thank God there's no tape that I know of that exists. And he said, are you having a good time being in the big boy chair? And I said something to the effect of maybe we can go have lunch upstairs later.
Oh,
and he goes, well, you better be paying there, young man, because Jack doesn't open his wallet for no one. And I'm like, okay, Jack.
That's funny.
The guy looked like he was 10 feet tall to me. He was so intimidating. Man. It was probably the worst thing I've ever done in my career.
Jack!
Was,
no, yeah. I cannot. It wasn't the worst thing you've ever done.
It was horrible. But
it's giving you a good laugh now. Yeah,
that's for sure. Jack Williams, man, he's probably dead too. Station's never. Gone.
Jeez.
No, I don't know, but
those
I think
kind
he,
of memories are just priceless.
Yeah, I think
they
he
really are.
Must be retired by this point because it's 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah,
doesn't feel like that can be. They sent us for a photo shoot too. I remember when I worked in, they gave you makeup and hair.
You got
and
a
they
professional headshot.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
this was like a real radio station.
Wow.
They don't do this stuff anymore. I don't know. I don't know how I got that job or what I was doing there, but it was
and look at you now. You got a billboard at the shore. It's freaking awesome, dude.
Big time now. You're in your own comic book. Come on, sister.
Well,
I'd take the comic book. I'd be in a Superman comic book over a seaside billboard. I'm jealous, let me tell you.
Well, I bought a hot car, so.
Yeah, no, it's not a hot car.
You don't know.
Don't say that. Sorry, I just embarrassed myself even telling that story. It's horrible. You know, because, like, I was not ready for prime time, and it's just it's embarrassing to me that there's people in their basement that have tapes of this stuff.
So, that you know, it's so funny. It. You never know who's listening. Even when you're just having a conversation when you're out and about, you never know who's
listening. And you know
listening.
What I just thought about? What? They say things on the internet never go away.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This came out of the cobweb.
Oh.
What else has this guy got? Oh,
is there
man.
A body behind the wall?
Well, in this building, yes. Ain't no restaurant with security here.
And now the male chauvinist pig sports report. Major League Baseball's first female umpire will work this weekend. The calls will take a little longer because she'll have to ask her best friend what she thought. Yes, Major League Baseball's first female umpire is working this weekend. It's rare to see a woman behind a plate instead of serving me dinner on one. That's right, Major League Baseball's first female umpire will work this weekend. All the tough calls will be easy because they'll all be a man's fault. This has been the Male Chauvinist Pig Sports Report.
You got the big show on the boss. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Val, Kermit, Nor'easter Nick, and Brittany in for Joe today. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. A little movie music. By the way, the box office this weekend, it's never been released in the U.S., but the 2016 Godzilla movie, Shin Godzilla, is being released. These are the people that did that Godzilla Minus One a year or so ago.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't realize this. The people that made the original Godzilla movies. Godzilla! Back in the 50s, it's the same. It's like James Bond. It's been the same producers, the same family has carried it on. Yeah. So it's been part of the same production group all these times. But the movie like Matthew Broderick and there's American companies that lease the character here. So we get those movies, but they're not part of the official Godzilla series. Whereas the Shin Godzilla thing is, and it was a big hit in Japan a couple of years ago. And because they released Minus One here, it's going to be... I'm up on all the Godzilla
thing,
stuff
yeah.
because of Nolan. He loves the Godzilla
he
movies.
Does, yes.
So he was saying this one is supposed to be amazing special effects and all of that. So that's out. It's one of the new movies this weekend. We're kind of at the end of summer blockbuster
new
season.
New old
I think.
Movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Godzilla!
Wish he was here to do that with me. It's not as much fun when I do it myself, but...
I mean, I tried to do it with you. I just don't do it justice.
Godzilla!
Godzilla!
You ever see that Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie? That's awful.
I thought it was
That is bad.
I like the Godzilla.
What is Ferris Bueller doing in a Godzilla movie? What is...
Bueller?
No, Bueller. Limits, Bueller.
Godzilla. 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 No.
They needed Nathan Lane. It would have made it better.
What a great one. Jennifer Grey punches the teacher right in the face. He's such a... Remember he broke in the house? What a douche that guy was. Man.
I cheer out loud every time.
Yeah. You're like, get him, Jen! That was so good. You know what I mean? Well, we got some news on Kelly Clarkson's daytime show with the passing of her ex-husband. A lot of people were thinking she was going to use this to finally leave the show, and now we know why she was off so much.
Right.
It's because she was privately dealing with his illness, which is horrible, because we were kind of giving her a hard time about being off the show so much, as a lot of people were. But schedule is still on. She is returning on September 6th to begin taping new episodes, despite the fact that her kids, River and Remington, are obviously dealing with their dad passing away, even though it was... She was quoted as saying that their breakup was the most messy, painful, and terrible thing that has ever happened in her life. But they did have irreconcilable differences nonetheless. And it was a $2.6 million settlement. So
yeah. Well, I just read that he actually was having an affair with her assistant.
Oh, wow.
So he was in what when he passed away, he was in a relationship still with her former assistant. So that's definitely
We've said this sort of thing many times. Like, if that happens, I guess you can't stop love. But then you say, I can't be with you anymore. You need to, but why hide it? And you know what I'm saying? Because then you just cause.
Because he wanted to have his cake and eat it too, a lot of people do. And you can't do that. You just got to.
That makes me feel a little less, I mean, not, I'm not happy he died, but that makes me feel a little less bad for him and happier for Kelly that she got out of the whole thing.
I feel bad for their kids for sure. All the way around.
Yeah. But she's really funny. I think she's a really good talk show
host. Great.
I'm glad that the show will carry on, at least as of now. Taping in New York is supposed to continue on.
Is she doing a Las Vegas thing?
She is. Yeah, she did.
So where does that fit into
everything? I think it was limited dates, and so I don't know if they're sporadic. It's not like a 2-year contract. She was doing kind of an intimate Vegas. It wasn't in the Sphere or anything. It was in one of the casinos. And really neat. And she's continually changed the lyrics of that one sad song that she had about
Because
her dad.
Of you?
Because of you. Not because of you. The one about her dad leaving.
I thought that was one. Breakaway, I don't know. One of the sad songs we get to.
Well, why'd she change the lyrics?
Well, at first she changed it because she made the song about her ex-husband being such a great guy, and he will never leave her. He will never treat her the way that her dad did. So then when they divorced, and he did, that did kind of happen.
She changed the lyrics?
She then changed the lyrics to say, I can do this. I will never leave my children. I will never... And then she evolved it again once he passed away. So it's kind of an evolving song, which I think is really neat. So if you go see her in Vegas, you can see the evolution of her
music. Kelly Clarkson doing a little Taylor Swift there. You know how Taylor writes about all her broken romances and puts her personal life in all her songs. I think that's cool, though.
Isn't supposed to be doing a Vegas residency? I know she's had health challenges, but I remember we talked about that. So I would. Oh, boy, would I fangirl to see Celine?
I would go. I would have to go. I would.
It'd be three of us fighting for the better seat. Absolutely.
I just want to be in the room. I don't even care where I sit.
Yeah. I know.
You'd stand up?
Sure. To see Celine? Yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm unabashed about it.
She definitely said that she wants to do that again. I think it just has to do with...
They had booked it, but I guess it hasn't happened. You know, you do Godzilla, you go, Celine!
Celine!
I would just yelling.
Cry that oh, my whole God. Show. From as soon as she walked on stage, I would just start crying.
Speaking of celebrity passings, this is a horrible story. There's a Lost Ozzy a couple of weeks ago. There's a Parise Jafari, 45 years old, arrested for stealing flowers at the memorial service. It happened for Ozzy in Birmingham. In addition to memorabilia, notes, and flowers left by the public outside of the memorial, because, you know, it was a private thing, but managed to get it and grabbed flowers off of the procession and has now been arrested. Can you imagine
that
doing that?
That makes me think about how many times has that happened? You know, did people take things from Diana's?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure this happens every time
a
major...
Oh, my God, I would never... Who does that?
I'm sure.
That is bad karma, don't you think, to bring that into your life? That is bad karma.
Man, I can feel that devil pitchfork up my butt already.
Are you sure that's what that is?
I don't know. What? I did my date last Friday night.
What?
Oh, my God.
And speaking of death.
Happy Friday.
And speaking of death.
He is the king of segways.
Yes.
Well, I write this stuff down, and I just look for... Listen, I'm trying to fill 4 hours here. I can't wait to go home, all right? Give me a break. This is sad news from Rochester, New York.
Okay.
I have a cousin that lives there. He tells me they got a big building with a sign on it. Mm-hmm. Kodak is eyeing bankruptcy after 133 years.
Oh, no.
They incorporated back in 1892. The company began a couple of years before that. George Eastman, of course, the Eastman camera and all of that. Mm-hmm. The very first camera, it sold for $25, which today would be like $5,000. Mm-hmm. That is pretty crazy to think about. Now, the good news is, if there is good news here, it's when they say bankruptcy, it's a reorganization, not a liquidation. So hopefully they will find a new something.
Pivot and
yeah,
come out
right,
you know, some other way.
They'll make energy drinks or something. Because I don't know. I don't know who's buying brownie cameras anymore.
Well, you think all professional photographers have cameras and lenses, and those are very expensive. And I know Lola actually asked for a film camera. I think it's not even the camera. It's the getting everything developed that costs so much money. And so that's why people shy away from it. It's just expensive.
Bring back those little photo mats in the parking lot, you know? Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away. I always loving that song Paul Simon goes, think about all the crap I learned in high school. You could tell he was still mad about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you, Paul Simon. I like our chances this morning. We're going to do real or fake. We're playing here for tickets to see Billy Idol, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. This is real or fake competition edition. Done this once before, but I was thinking a little League World Series just happened, and we're getting ready for football, so I thought we'd do this again.
Okay.
Real or fake competition edition. I will give you some real events that happened, kind of goofy things. They're like, there was the ugliest dog. We talked about that earlier this week.
Right.
Val had in the news about the baby parade. I guess it's not a competition, really, but they do judge the babies on different things. So anyway, you get the idea. We'll give you some of these are absolutely real, as strange as they are, and some of them are just nonsense that we made up. You got to get two out of three right, and you will win the tickets, 732-774-4444. We'll go to line three today. Good morning, the boss.
Good morning.
Hi there. Who's this?
Lori.
Lori, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Hey, listen, it's the weekend, right? We're ready to go. Today is relaxation day. That's first thing Valerie said I walked in this morning is relaxation day, so I'm ready to put my feet up and snooze. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't that be nice? Seems like a long week. All right, Lori, we're playing for tickets to Billy Idol and Joan Jett, so real or fake competition edition. We'll give you some competition. Some of them are real. They're strange, but they're real. You tell me, is it real or is it fake? Do we just make it up, all right?
All right, sounds good.
You got to get two out of three, by the way. So here's the first one. Nail-limpia, London, England, a global competition where nail technicians showcase their intricate nail art designs.
Acrylic gel?
The Kuka gel.
Nail-limpia, is that real or fake, Lori?
I think it's real.
Yes, that is a real event in London every year. Matter of fact, it's coming up in middle of September.
Wow.
Fat Bear Week. Fat Bear Week. Is that a real online contest where people vote on which bear is the cutest but the fattest after hibernation every year?
Yes.
Yes, that is real.
And do you know that the same bear has won like 3 years in a row?
Oh, poor buddy.
Really?
Yeah, you have to look him up. He's so fat and cute. He's the cutest thing. He like sits on his butt. He's so cute.
He's like that big naked guy from Dumb Crook News. Rummaging through the garbage. All right, Lori, we're going to send you into the city. Great night out at the Garden coming up August 20th to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett. So get your leather jacket out of the closet, okay?
Sweet, got you. Thank you.
All right, hang in the line. Don't hang up. We'll get all your information. You want a couple more of these for fun?
Yes.
Sure.
How about the World Sauna Championship? World Sauna Championship.
Ooh, I hope that's not
extreme
true.
Heat in the sauna. Last person remaining in the sauna as they turn it up declared the winner.
Well, no, I don't think it's real.
That is a real competition.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
Ice cube speed melting. The person that can get as many ice cubes in their mouth before they melt. Real or fake? Stockholm, Sweden, every year.
That sounds real.
I'll go with real.
I think you could think that, yeah.
Nope, made that one up. I'll give you one more here. I don't want to do another dead one. Then. How about the Extreme Knitting Championship? Reykjavik, Iceland.
No.
Competitors knit large
they
projects
knit
while engaging in extreme conditions while they knit. Real
I don't
fact.
Know. That sounds real. Like,
I'm going to say no. You're saying yes?
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying no.
Valerie's correct. That is not real.
I just keep thinking about the yarn and the needles. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this is real and this is awesome. And I'm going to go YouTube it as soon as we have a minute here. In Cotswold, England, every year, there's a shin kicking competition where competitors try and knock down their opponent by kicking them in the shin until they just can't take it anymore. Bam! Celine!
Have you Have you seen on ESPN Ocho where they do those weird competitions?
Right, right.
There's a slapping competition, and they they go all the way back, and they have these women that do this, and their face is so red, and they just slap the crap out of each other. It's insane.
You get Bryant Gumbel and Bob Costas out there. It's the bitch slapping competition.
They do.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
All right, congratulations, Lori. Let's squeeze this in. Time for hashtag mom. It's every morning at this time, 7:20-ish, 9:20-ish. We search and hear from moms, dads, grandmoms. So send one in. You might hear yours like this.
Jennifer Levi said, my children went to Jets training camp this morning, then spent all afternoon at the pool. And now my four-year-old is crying because his dad won't let him do anything fun today.
Remember Joe promised us all tickets to a game and then lied about it?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that was fun. She's not a real poet, said my three-year-old just told my husband they're going to the supermarket, got herself completely ready, handed him his shoes, and now they've gone to the shops. We don't need anything.
We'll see you when you get back.
Aww. I love that. She's like, we're going shopping, Dad. And Rachel Hurd said, nothing moves slower than a five-year-old who just found out that you're running late.
Hashtag mom. God, fashions. Let's go. Every morning about 7:29, 27, and you might hear yours. Nick, I'm concerned that you're buried in the hurricane map because I see the map on TV and it looks like the thing is just, if it moved like an inch, we'd be screwed. So yeah. Are we okay?
We are totally fine. The shortwave trough that I talked about a couple days ago that will pull down from northeast Canada, that's going to happen. So the connection is going to be made, but there will be a bunch of residual impacts, all right? We are looking at probably surf waves that are going to be over 7 feet. Wednesday and Thursday, we have a new moon coming up on Friday. So the tides are going to be astronomically high already. And the excess water, the swells are going to be coming out of the southeast. So the excess water will be going into the back bays. And that will mean that we're probably going to have some tidal flooding issues. And this is all going to happen while we have generally sunny skies because Erin, while it will be a major hurricane, probably a category 3, it's going to be missing us over 300 miles off to the east. So that is.
But that doesn't seem like that much. Like something could go wrong. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay. It won't. All right. And
is it hitting Bermuda? I mean, is anybody in trouble?
So, unfortunately, yeah, Bermuda is going to get smacked. Okay. It's going to go right between us and Bermuda, but they are on the worst side of it. So they'll probably get category 1 hurricane impacts with some flooding and some heavy rain and that kind of stuff. But it's not one of those apocalyptic scenarios for them.
They're a bunch of communists anyway, aren't they? So
I don't know.
Oh. Wow.
That is a strong accusation. Wow. I have a lot to process there.
No, I believe they're part of the British Empire. So no, they are a democracy. Okay. I'm just kidding.
No. Then Britain's good.
Yeah, we're
except
fine.
If it was 1776.
King Charles.
Temperatures are going to be in the... I forgot my train of thought.
Yeah,
there.
It doesn't matter. It's a weekend forecast, Bozo. Right. You might be positive my favorite stuff part of the day. I really do enjoy it. Thank you, Nick.
Good. I'm glad I can be your circus.
Every morning straight away, grab my phone and start my day. Put the seat down, sit my butt down, and begin to scroll. The anger rises as I'm sitting. Seconds later, I start twitching, losing my cool in a cesspool ruled by bots and trolls. Warming Earth, Taiwan, Epstein files, they're still gone. Crypto, Palestine, you lose your job to AI. Keyboard cowards, dumb memes, Sydney Sweeney's good genes. COVID's a hoax, diversity, bitch about the airline. Morning, toilet tube scrolling, elbows on my knees while I check my feed. Morning, toilet tube scrolling, get the latest news while I drop a deuce in. Morning, toilet tube scrolling, my legs go numb cause I can't get enough. Morning toilet dude scrolling, get in a crappy mood before my work commute and...
Hey, what? My Red Sox suddenly looking like they might have a playoff future. I don't know. It's been a mediocre season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting hopeful.
Yeah.
Nice going, Lori Brewer from Manahawkin. She played Reeler Fake Competition Edition, and she got tickets to Billy Idol, Joan Jett coming up next week, Madison Square Garden, August the 20th. So nice job on that. Congratulations, Lori. Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five is next, but first, in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in Taylor Swift's showgirl garter belt.
Oh.
Since noon yesterday, here in Contain. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fun Fact Friday. Woo! These are fun facts. Facts that are fun. That's right.
Yeah.
This goes back to the earliest days of the Robbie and Rochelle program, we came up with something brilliant and we stick with it. We call it fun facts.
That's right.
Things you don't really need it. We just thought you'd like to know. Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
Doc is not here.
Doc is not here.
Taylor Swift is here.
Taylor Swift is not here.
All right. Doc is not here.
Doc is here.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Almost all mammals, including humans, pee for about the same amount of time, an average of 21 seconds. Oh. Different species all have different sized bladders, but compensate for it with their flow. So
cool.
With the power of the squirt.
How long was it?
21 seconds on average.
That seems kind of like a long time.
Yeah, I would say that's about right, having completed the task less than a moment ago. Okay. When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, which I saw a young man attempt to buy at a Barnes & Noble in Middlesex County yesterday.
Yes.
Until I frightened him away. Mm-hmm. They originally were going to call it Everest, but they didn't want to fly over Mount Everest to take a photo. And the photographer insisted they be in the photo, and it was easier just walk outside the studios, take a picture on the road. So that's what they did. So
okay.
Paul didn't even put his shoes on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, NSYNC didn't just get their name because the guys were in sync. It uses the last letter of each of the five members' names, Justin, Chris, Joey, Jason, JC. Jason, of course, was replaced by Lance Bass, which screwed up the whole thing, and now most fans don't know that. Huh. There's more about NSYNC than you ever needed to know.
You know what? I've been an NSYNC fan for many, many, many years. I did not know that at all.
Not that big an NSYNC fan.
I guess not. I feel a little bit ashamed of myself.
Wait till we get the 98 Degrees guys on the line next week. You're going to freak out. Pest dispensers designed to look like cigarette lighters because they're supposed to encourage people to stop smoking and have a mint. Stink breath.
Huh. Okay.
And finally, you know, Monopoly was inspired by the streets of Atlantic City. The get-out-of-jail-free card was a real thing in England. It started in 1567 and happened early on in the colonies here stateside. There were a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a get-out-of-jail-free card to excuse them from anything but the most serious crimes like murder and adultery.
Really?
Yeah. If, you know, you rob somebody, a fist fight, no problem. Murder and adultery.
Murder and adultery.
No get-out-of-jail-free card for you,
sir. That's right. Spend the night in a poke.
Unless you pack the Justice Department, in which case, you know.
Right. Then you're fine.
Then you're fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Those were fun facts, weren't they?
They were really fun, actually.
You wrote that down about NSYNC. I saw you.
Yeah.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Being in the know, number five to number one. We'll start at number five momentarily here. Go to the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Check out a picture of Rochelle's new, certified pre-owned. And still working on the name for the car.
I'm not sure. Yet.
That is up there. Mm-hmm. Keep you engaged. Also, follow us at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown. We're going to 1981 this weekend. I got some fun 80s trivia for the countdown. Or at 107.1 The Boss. Get the podcast wherever you get yours or right at our website. Here we go, number five. Well, sad news. The Sex and the City revival series, and just like that, had its series finale, season and series finale.
Oh, that's right. That was last night.
So unless they make another series or another movie, that's it. No more fresh Sex and the City stuff. You're the first. This is from the episode last night. My
everything. The woman realized she was not alone. She was on her own. Only one like you.
There's no way. She just kind of dancing around and eating pie.
That's how it ended?
Yeah. Didn't she put on a record with Big early in the show, like one of those disco songs? And that's got to be what that refers to. Because I don't want to spoil anything, but nothing.
Well, you just spoiled the entire ending of the show, if that's how it ended.
Well, not really. You don't know how she got to that point. You know, it's like one of those things where the episode opens and then says 3 days earlier.
I guess it could be like that. Okay.
But she's in a glittery gown and heels, and she's got her laptop open and, you know, writing whatever thing. She's dancing around eating pie to disco.
Well, see, I was hoping the whole thing was going to be a dream sequence and Big was still alive. So you did ruin it.
I didn't say that that's not the case. I have no idea. I didn't see the episode. I'm just telling you that's the last moment is her dancing around to Barry White.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Writing her column as she always did. So it may not.
It could be in the kitchen.
That's right. I didn't ruin anything.
Okay.
Accuse me of ruining Sex in the City.
Don't ruin it for me.
I guarantee you. I'm going to go ahead. Can we do a little bet right now? I guarantee you that there will be another something. This is not the end. Because what else are any of them doing? This is what they do.
Samantha wasn't back for any of it, so.
They're like the Brady Bunch, though. And Samantha's busy. She's going to meet Steve Guttenberg in New Brunswick for dinner.
Yeah, maybe they'll do another movie.
Guarantee you this is not the end of the Sex in the City. There'll be Sex in the Retirement Home is coming.
That's actually funny.
They're not far off.
That would be funny.
Not far off. I mean, I'm not making fun. All of them are about 60, right? So they're, you know, another 10 years. You never know. You break a knee, you got to go in for a little rehab. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Number four. Godzilla. Doctors in China. I'm sorry, that's Japan or the...
Yes.
Not China. Doctors in China say they can't figure out why a 20-year-old Chinese woman is in a constant state of orgasmic arousal. For the past five years, she has been dealing with almost nonstop orgasms, which has inhibited her ability to function, to hold a job, to drive a car, even to walk down the street.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Doctors said they've never seen anything quite like it. They believe there's something in the tissue near her zone, which...
It just makes her happy a lot.
Which is on its own stimulating itself, and they're not sure how that's happened. She's switched diets, she's different medications, and nothing seems to stop her nearly constant orgasms.
You know, it sounds amazing, it does, but I'm sure that is a lot. You're that you can't...
Trying to go to the bank, deposit a check or something. Welcome to Starbucks, how can I help you? Yeah, can I have...
And it would be exhausting. That's the other thing.
Sweating everywhere. You probably smell.
You'd be tired.
Real good news for her husband now, man. He's like, look at me.
Or bad news.
I got this done.
Yeah. No, he didn't do anything.
Going to Pizza Hut. What they sound like. You know?
It's the face that's killing me.
Bonus story. It's my O face. I'll show my O face.
Wow.
Bonus story. I think I had Nationwide. Didn't I have Nationwide at some point? I don't think I have it anymore. Yeah, I used to have Nationwide. Mm-hmm. They're okay. But anyway, they've released their 2025 ham bone nominees. This is a weird little tradition they've got there. Is that the one with the pants in the middle of the khakis? Or is that State Farm?
That's State Farm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nationwide releases the list of the strangest ways pets that people insure have injured themselves over the past year. Now, please know at the start, we're not being cruel. All of these animals, no animals have been permanently harmed here, but these are animals harming themselves by doing stupid things, not people harming the animals. Okay. Make sense?
Yes.
Hambone Awards from Nationwide.
He swallowed the spatula? The whole spatula?
He went right for that chicken bone.
He had swallowed the battery.
My dog has a groundhog bite.
She swallowed the turkey bone.
He was chowing down on more cicadas.
I go downstairs, see an eyeball.
You were in a bullfight right now.
Did they actually eat my AirPods?
Apparently what they do is when someone makes a claim, they will ask the person, assuming everything turns out fine, would you like to send us a video and then be nominated for the Hambone Awards?
That's
and sure
great.
Enough, it's a thing every year now. So next time your dog eats a battery or...
dog did eat a battery.
Right, poops out a dryer sheet, make a video and you too could be on Nationwide's Hambone nominee list.
That cicada one is... Or the eyeball? What is that?
Number three, I got more death news for you this morning.
Great.
Happy weekend.
Great.
A family near Seattle used Spotify to play Sinatra's version of The Impossible Dream while they were having a celebration of life and scattering ashes, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's
well, apparently they just had the regular Spotify. They didn't have the ad-free version.
Oh, no.
Nobody downloaded the song. You know, nobody bought this, so this happened.
The unreal.
Bye, Grandpa.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuff,
Pete.
That's right. They got an IBS commercial right as they're scattering Grandpa's ashes.
Oh, that's great.
That's terrible.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I want that done at my funeral. That's fantastic.
In other IBS news, there is a new study out this morning on irritable bowel syndrome.
Great.
That continues to impact us negatively, we Americans.
Impact you?
Even though there's major advancements in treatments, over two-thirds of people say they still avoid situations where the bathroom may be limited because of their terrible IBS. So the lesson here is to get help, because help does exist.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Just getting the wagging finger of shame here for my smut. Number two. Oh, here you go. The first trailer for the two-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out.
Oh, good.
I'm sure it's not quite as highbrow as the Billy Joel one.
I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be.
Yep.
There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me. And the whole world goes, he's the guy.
Yep, that's him. Here's Charlie. He didn't sound good. He doesn't look good.
No, he doesn't.
I don't want to say, like, I feel bad for him because I know he's done all this to himself with the boozing and the drugs and all that, but he looks rough.
He looks really thin.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Something going on there.
Sick, yeah.
God bless Martin Sheen, though. He's still cooking.
Yeah.
Can't he be president? I love Martin Sheen.
Great.
Let's make him the honorary president, you know?
Absolutely. Love that show.
Love Martin Sheen. What's Emilio Estevez doing?
Emilio!
Let's send him out to Long Island. We'll work at the Ducks for real. Don't they have a Ducks team out there, the Mighty Ducks team? I think they do.
Maybe. creepy.
And number one, celebrities with strange, expensive collections. This is from Entertainment Weekly. I never leave home without my copy. Tom Hanks has spent a fortune collecting antique typewriters. That sounds about right. That sounds like something that Tom Hanks would do.
Yeah, it does.
Angelina Jolie has a collection of knives.
That sounds right on par, too.
Johnny Depp collects Barbies. He has limited rare editions, including a Lindsay Lohan, an Elvis, and a Beyonce.
What?
Some of these, there's only a few in existence.
How many of his Barbies do you think he burned the hair off?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, took the Sharpie and drew tattoos on
them. They're all weird Barbie.
Bent their leg out to the left.
He's got the Amber Heard Barbie, huh?
It poops.
It's real poop Barbie. Elton John has a collection of over 20,000 sunglasses. Jay Leno's got the cars. You probably know about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the strangest one. Penelope Cruz has a collection of over 13,000 coat hangers. She said every time she's in a hotel room and, the concierge takes, she brings home a coat hanger as a souvenir.
That's interesting.
Go ahead, folks, and write your own joke there. All right, I can't end on that, so I got to give you this one. If you head into the city this weekend, for whatever reason, there's a spot in Times Square. It's at 41st and 7th. Where your hair stands on end when you walk by, and people are not sure exactly what is causing it. They're assuming it's some sort of a signal feeding through, but TikTok users are posting videos, people walking by. Hair stands right up and then goes down, kind of like when you rub a balloon on your head.
It's paranormal activity.
41st and 7th.
Who are you going to call?
The Naked Cowboy. That's
what I was
going
to say. How funny.
Bring those little buns right over here, buddy. Let's go. Friday World Famous Celebrity Birthday File. J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence. I love a celebrity who has a knockoff name of another celebrity nickname. Mm-hmm. She's 35. Jonas' brother Joe is 36 today. Speaking of J-Lo, Ben Affleck is 53. Anthony Anderson, Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. And Pat Priest, Marilyn Munster, the second Marilyn on the Munster. She is 89 today. God bless her. It is National Napoleon Day. It's Napoleon's birthday. As we mentioned, it is Relaxation Day and National Kool-Aid Day. That's not drink the Kool-Aid, it's just Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mary go busting through the wall there.
Oh, yeah.
And happy Wizard of Oz Day. The Wizard of Oz premiered at the Chinese Theater on this day in Hollywood back in 1939. Of course, they got the new version of it there at the Sphere in Las Vegas, so it's still a big deal somewhere over the rainbow.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
What instantly ruins a hamburger for you?
Oh.
Instantly ruins a burger for you. A lot of barbecuing, grilling going on as we head into the final stretch, the home stretch of summertime. I'm going to say raw onion. I don't like raw onion on my burger.
Oh, that's fair.
Gives me the agita.
It kind of takes over the flavor, too. Yeah.
What would you say?
Biting into a piece of grit. I'm done. If I get one of those little... Nope.
What ruins a burger for you?
Overcooked.
Yes.
You know, like a char.
And if I drop it and it lands in a pile of poop?
That would also ruin it.
Dog doo. If I was out in the yard and fell in the dog doo.
Yeah, sure. Now, when you say... now, what would you order? Would you order medium? Would you go medium rare? What would you say? I'm a medium rare guy.
I would say medium rare until I found out what the particular establishment or the person at the grill determines medium rare. I like a little pink.
Yeah, me too.
But not raw.
Yeah.
You don't want it bloody.
See, I find
I
when
saw
you,
what you did there.
Right? When you say medium rare, though, at a restaurant, what they give you is medium, you know?
Right.
So, really,
right.
What you should order is rare if you want medium rare, because they're always hesitant to give you the pink.
Yeah, you know what?
It's been my experience that it's a lot of work to get the pink.
Why? Well, Robbie,
no?
Why?
All right.
You've been refused before.
Many, many times. As a matter of fact, I would say the majority. The overwhelming majority. It's like Parliament. All right, let's just move on here. Instantly ruins a hamburger for you. What is it? Lines are open. At 1071 to Boston to Socials. That's the He Said.
This is as loose as I get doing this bullshit.
Broadcast facility here along West Bangs Avenue, Neptune, New Jersey, USA, planet Earth. This year is world famous. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Finally, Friday, Freak Out on the Radio.
This is as loose as I get doing this bullshit.
All right.
It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow.
How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started. In here.
It's showtime, baby.
Big Jagger's ready to go. It's the weekend. It's Friday. Friday. And I'm Big Jagger. Friday. Balls, that's good. Big Show on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 South Jersey, anywhere on planet Earth. I guess it'll work in space. I don't know, you get Wi-Fi in space. I don't know, on the Boss app.
That's where the satellites app are.
I would imagine so.
Probably pretty good Wi-Fi.
We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Freakout is on the radio. I did a little Rolling Stones this morning. That song's so good. He said.
She said.
What instantly ruins a burger, whatever variety you enjoy. They put this on it. They do it. They prepare it this way. Ugh. Ruins it for you. A lot of strong opinions. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on the socials.
3828 said when half the toppings slide out the back. That'll do it.
Yeah, sure. That's terrible with any kind of
it is.
Sandwich when the back.
Yeah.
You know, all your sauce, your mustard, whatever it is.
Especially if you don't have the paper around it because then it's just there. It's bad.
Comes out the back.
Alicia said a soggy bun. It's got to be toasted.
My buns are soggy right now.
Soggy buns.
Soggy buns.
1830 said, excessive height. If I can't bite into the damn thing, you failed.
Open your mouth. Come on.
Mike said, excessive mayo or sauce. If that's all I can taste, then what's the point of having a burger?
Yeah, some of those weird burgers where they put, you know.
The aioli.
Yeah. You can definitely overpower the meat flavor.
You can. John said, overdone and dry. Chris said, a hair in my burger would kill it for me.
That's a great, or a Band-Aid or some piece of plastic or something nasty.
God.
Yeah. Blech. Or blood.
Blood? Yeah.
It's hard to know. Hard to know if it was the chef chopping his finger or the piece of meat. That's why you didn't do the impossible burger to be safe.
Oh, you're hurting my stomach. 3117 said, when I ask for bacon and get an undercooked piece on there, what an epic disappointment. when I get one undercooked piece on there.
You don't need to be having bacon cheeseburgers. It's bad for you. Don't eat it anyway. You don't end up like Nolan.
You know what? If you're going to have a burger, though. Burke said, pickles when I asked for no pickles. Julian said, fibrous and hard tomatoes.
Very specific.
Okay. And Debbie, you are so right on this. She said, when they put the calorie table listed next to the burger on the menu.
Yeah, that's true with any food, yeah.
Why do they do that?
You ever think to yourself, yeah, you don't want me to go healthy and maybe I'll just have a little side salad. It's like 1,000 calories.
Yes.
Like, what the hell is in this salad?
There was a salad at Applebee's that I used to love, and I don't get it anymore because it's like 1,900 calories for the salad. You might as well have the burger.
And you look at the chicken piccata, and that's like 400.
Right.
All right, well, I'll go with that. Eat the macaroni. Instantly ruins a burger for you. What is it? Lines are open. Answer online. It's more coming up.
He said.
Oh, speaking of cannoli,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to a brand new superfan. Can we do this? Can we do a Friday designation of superfan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on. I got to get the superfan sound effect here. I now designate, huzzah! I don't know. You're a superfan. Brian and Brick just called in, and he said he heard us mentioning that Ross is not allowed to eat sweets because of, you know, his...
It's
all his stuff, yeah. So Ross was supposed to go with him yesterday because he was doing with the roadies out at the Church of the Epiphany Italian Festival,
right,
which is going on in Brick all weekend, and he bought Ross cannolis. Ross, Ross and all his Rossness, he said, was very happy to get the cannolis.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I figured I'd mention a shout-out to Brian and Brick, who says, yes, there are Brick cows. Joe is not wrong about that.
Oh, thank you for confirming that.
I don't know if he was kidding or not, but that's what he said.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yes, it is. This is the Boss Big Show. What instantly ruins a burger for you? Grill one up, all excited to bite into that burger, and then, ruins it for you. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss. Facebook, Instagram, you want to answer there. We're going through those right now.
Dan said when someone spits on your burger.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
God, if you see it happen. Oh, man.
Travis said warm lettuce.
when it gets wilty.
Yeah, and it's like in the burger. Though.
You know what I don't care for that people seem to love? Is you ever had the butter lettuce? Everybody seems to say,
like butter lettuce?
There's something about I'm not usually, texture doesn't bother me. Something about that lettuce, it feels like a piece of saran wrap to me.
I don't like when they put the arugula or like the microgreens on there.
I don't like microgreens.
Those are just this weird texture on your burger to me.
I had one and I hadn't thought about it for a while, but I didn't like it. And then I was watching that, that show where they cook it in the kitchen there with Jeffrey Zakarian and all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were using talking about how great the butter lettuce is. And they were like, it's so delicious, so much better than your regular iceberg.
It is not as crispy as iceberg.
Yes, that is true.
To me, it doesn't seem like it's as crispy as iceberg.
That's
so maybe
true.
That's why it doesn't sit well with you.
Yeah.
Tracy said blue cheese. All I taste is the blue cheese when I bite into it.
Now, what's the opinion of the room on blue cheese? I happen to like blue cheese. I know some people think it smells like
cheese.
What about gorgonzola?
Love gorgonzola.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like stinky cheese.
I do too. Yeah. But you hate it. I know.
Hate it. It's moldy. You're
supposed to be.
Yeah, it's good though.
No.
Oh, eat more. It'll build up your resistance.
All right.
Gross. Ray said if the person cooking the burger's hygiene status is questionable.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. You know, when the guy's at the grill and he's sweating all over everything.
Yeah, you do think about that. Is that dripping into your burger? Yeah.
Well, I figure the flames are hot enough to kill anything that's there, but still, I don't like it when they drip into my
food. Wow, this is so salty.
Oh, Jesus. We were talking about the man boobs yesterday. Oh, God.
Salty.
Woo-hoo. 4449 said brioche buns. I don't understand why, and everyone seems to be using them now.
No, I think those are good. Oh, you know what's even better is those
next level.
King's Hawaiian rolls. Oh, holy crap.
The pretzel rolls are good, too. Those are really good.
Hawaiian rolls are a sign that God does love us,
those
let me tell you.
So good.
Those are great.
0750 said ketchup.
Yeah.
John said mustard. Mike said, finding a fly cooked into it?
See, I think you got to leave the condiments out, let people choose for themselves what they want to put on it or nothing.
I agree.
That's fine.
1546 said, when you go to someone's house for burgers and they bring out mushroom burgers.
All right, two more.
0072 said, when they put cheese on it, when I specify just hamburger.
Yeah.
And Bethany said, if it's extremely greasy.
I don't like the grease. How about the beads of sweat from the fat guy cooking it? Huh? How about that?
Salty.
What instantly ruins a burger for you? Thank you for those. We'll keep reading through them on Facebook. You can still text us too. That's it. That's the Friday, he said.
She said.
This is not headline news. Today is World Lizard Day. Fun fact, most lizards mate in late spring and early summer, but not the ones suffering from reptile dysfunction. President Trump's Kennedy Center honorees will be George Strait, Michael Crawford, Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, and KISS. And evidently unaware of what they are, Trump asked the KISS Army to guard the perimeter. Rabbits in Colorado are growing bony protrusions from their heads, as if rabbits needed to add to their reputation of being horny. And Hall & Oates ended their court battle. Even though for a while both were saying, Judge, I can't go for that, no can do. This is not headline news.
Lola going to see a Hadestown tomorrow night at her theater where she sometimes performs.
She is.
I was asking you if you were still doing that. And you said, by the way, you know what's weird about that theater? Is that they got, you know those commercials you hear about the...
The Narcan?
Yeah. They have a box of those in front of the theater.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
It's a youth theater, and I just find it very weird. It's in the parking lot. It's on the ground, and you can just go in there and take a box of Narcan, which is a good thing.
That's there. Amazing that they're just putting it out, because it's not, when you think about it, that the kid picking it up is picking it up for themselves. No. It's the kids that go to the parties that see their friends that make the mistakes, and somebody's got to be sober and got to know what to do.
It just seems strange to me to be in front of the kids. Theater.
But it does go to what, 17 years old, so, you know, kids do dumb stuff.
It goes to 19, but I don't know why. It just struck me as very strange. And are these kids using it for the right purpose, or are they also using it to...
To heff it or whatever?
I'm not sure.
Kids, do they have EpiPens in there, too? That'd probably be a smart idea.
No. Are you kidding? EpiPens are expensive. The people who have to have...
It'd be smart to have that with kids around, wouldn't it?
It would, but you have to get them prescribed, and they're expensive. And if you... I feel bad for people who have to get them, because I know that they're not always covered, and that's a whole thing.
I really should have an EpiPen, because I really am allergic to... especially cashews and walnuts.
Yeah.
And this is a crazy thing, but I find that it flushes out your mouth with toothpaste. I'll just gargle toothpaste or drink a Coca-Cola Classic. You know how they say they can take rust off of chrome?
Yeah.
What I really should have is an allergy. You know, I should have the EpiPen.
Well, did it ever expire? You could have it and not need it for 2 years.
I don't know.
Is it still good at the time?
I've never had one. I don't know the answer to that.
I think they do expire, but I mean, it'll work, but you don't have the situation where your throat completely closes up.
I get pretty sick from it.
But we have a guy here who does have that, Zach, on the other station, and he can't even be in the same room.
So he's got one, I hope.
He has two in his backpack, and I know this. But you don't want to just give yourself an EpiPen unless you're like in anaphylactic shock, because it's a shot of adrenaline, and you'll run into a wall if you're just like...
I know, but you've seen, I have a bad allergic reaction. I mean, it gives me a stomachache for like a half a day.
I know, but that's not what an EpiPen is for. It's not for like an itchy throat. I understand. you do need something. I'm not saying...
You could suffer.
No, I'm not saying you should be carrying Benadryl or something, because that's where... Not an EpiPen. An EpiPen is for something if you have an extreme allergy.
Yeah, I guess Benadryl is probably a smart idea.
Yes.
You don't have any of that either, do you?
No, not here. No, I don't.
He carries booze and toothpaste around.
I'll have you know I finished the booze in my office, okay?
Finish the toothpaste for our sake, please.
What? This is another weird one. You ever go into a public bathroom and I imagine women, they probably have tampons, right? And, men's bathrooms have condoms sometimes. And you, it's always a sign of
women's. Women's have that sometimes.
It's kind of a strange thing to see in a restaurant or whatever. Kind of says something about
I don't want my tampon machine next to the big red box where I'm checking out my movie.
Well, there is. Yeah, you make a good point. Yeah, we'll do the Avengers Endgame.
A movie or a tampon? A movie or a condom? Whoa, Netflix and chill.
Netflix
Maybe
and chill.
The movie and the condom.
Redbox and chill, baby.
They really need like a little ice cream machine next to all of that.
Oh, that would be funny. Great. Complete I can get my night. Movie, my...
Tampon, your condom,
tampon,
your ice cream.
The condom and the ice cream.
It's a perfect night.
Well, surprising
That's
nobody.
A four course
Right. It's a great night.
Surprising nobody, I anticipated this conversation, and I have here, voting is closed for America's favorite restroom. This is a real thing. There's an app where they tell you where there's bathrooms, you know, if you, all over the place.
Yeah, the best bathrooms.
And America has voted, and the best bathroom in the country is Bearhead Lake State Park in Minnesota. Comes in number one, clean, spacious, usually plenty of room no matter how many people.
No bears.
No bears.
No bears.
The Rosebrook Lodge on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
Remember you used to work at that little station up there?
I don't want to talk about it.
What was the name of that station again?
At the Hawk.
Boy, she hated that job. And then number three, the rooftop at Pier 17, which is a concert venue.
Oh,
Rob Thomas was there just the other night.
Yes.
That's nice to know. It's hard to find a good bathroom in the city. My go-to used to be Aubonne Payne.
They have good blues.
They lock, which is nice. You got to buy something, but that's all right.
It's
I'll
like
get my
bucks.
Yeah, I'll bring the scone in there, do my business while I'm eating a scone, and I'm out. But it's a private bathroom, so that's nice to know. America's favorite bathroom in Minnesota. Or imagine your junk could freeze off because it's so damn cold up there. Another poll from
Gallup. Ice pop.
Yeah, a little ice pop. Another poll from Gallup here. This one is on the boozers. I got endless polls. You bring
you
it
do.
Up, and I got one for you,
you got
right?
It.
Fewer Americans are drinking alcohol than at any other time in the past 86 years. Believe it or not, Gallup, which has been around since the 1920s, has been tracking alcohol consumption since after Prohibition was ended.
Mm-hmm.
So since 1939, they've been tracking this, and it's at the lowest point since then. The previous low was in the 50s. Only 54% of Americans say they drink at least sometimes.
Mm.
Lowest point in 86 years. Well, man, do I feel like a pair of brown shoes in a tuxedo world. Let me tell you. How depressing is that?
You're single-handedly keeping the alcohol.
Yeah, let's make America drunk lie, again. Yeah. What's going on? Come on now. It's depressing.
It's too expensive.
In the last of three polls I pulled for you, this one on Gen Zers. I'm in touch with our young people, of course.
Uh-huh.
Found stop touching the young people.
Yeah, stop talking to them. Stop touching.
Hey, you going to buy that vinyl?
Right. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Oh, you creeper.
Let me ask you a question. What are you doing Tuesday?
My God.
New music, too.
Pull of Gen Z.
Jesus.
Hey, roll the air check. Go ahead.
Holdings 103.3.
There I am.
Can get your song played on the radio.
All right. Pull of Gen Zers found having friends cost you an average of $250 a month. As you know, prices are going up and have been going up for some time.
That's why you don't have any friends.
Gen Zers say it's difficult to find a job, a high-paying job in this market, even with a degree. And $250 a month just to hang out is too much because it costs that much for brunch, dinner, bar nights, mm-hmm. general hangs, going to the movies alone, $23 on average for two people. So young people saying they just can't afford to have friends.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people aren't drinking either. You go and it's $18 for a drink and it's watered down.
Let me assure you, you can drink alone.
Drink alone.
There's nothing Cheaper. Wrong with that, no matter what anybody tells you, okay?
107.1, the boss.
Thank you, Brittany. I heard her on with Kane yesterday, Nick, and she was mentioning that she had broken eight of her toes.
Oh, wow.
And then broke the last two, so she's now broken every toe, and the last two were broken recently while she was setting up whatever kind of camera equipment you have her do for the weather stuff that she does for your app.
Fault.
So yeah, so I feel like I would suggest that she sues you for all that you're worth.
You know, one, wow, you're just coming out of left field with all kinds of weird things today.
Yep.
But two, we're in the car together for like 3 hours every Thursday, and I've never known these facts. So I feel offended that she shares this stuff with Kane and not me. Like,
well, to be fair, I mean, Kane is rather impolite, whereas you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like then he said to her yesterday on the air, he goes, can you send me a picture of your toes? She goes, I'm not sending you my picture of my toes, you freak. He's like, you can't tell me you got gnarly toes and not show me a picture. Like, that's a little weird.
I also think Britt needs to get a pair of glasses because, like, why are you breaking so many toes? Do you not see where you're walking? What's happening?
I have that very same question myself. I've never broken anything.
I hate to tell you, but you want to know how this came up? Because I was listening to this. This is this is my promo for the Kane show.
Because you don't have to tell me what websites you're on.
Well, it had nothing to do with what website I was on, but Kane mentioned that story that we had in the Fast Five yesterday about the guy with the world's largest wiener.
Oh, yes.
And this guy claims that the thing is so big that he couldn't see where he was going and he fell over and broke his shoulder, right? And so Brittany said women have a similar problem when they got, you know, they got big old tatas.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that she believes that has contributed to her breaking all of her toes, except for the last two, which were totally Norcast's fault.
Because you can't see her feet, is what you're saying?
She can't see where she's going, I guess. And so she trips over stuff. That's what she says. I don't know.
You must be working for like a local law firm. Because they're like, sue.
No, I just want to see you struggle. That's all.
Wow. Man.
I don't know. You're my favorite part of the day. Coming up with ways to insult you publicly just delights me.
Whatever.
Yeah. One more thing before we go. And boy, this will cool you down today if you don't like the summer heat.
What?
Happy birthday to this guy, Bobby Helms. Well, he's dead, but it's the Jingle Bell Rock guy's birthday. It'll be here before you know it. Forget back to school and Halloween and even Thanksgiving, because we got to go to Christmas because everybody hates Christmas now. You forget the true meaning of Christmas, these retailer people.
Wow. Right.
That's it. Happy birthday, Bobby Helms.
Happy birthday.
That's it. That's the deal. Don't forget the Saturday show. Robbie's Top 20 Countdown goes to 1981 Sunday morning, and then we're back here Monday. We'll talk to 98 Degrees.
Woo!
Dead guy in the envelope, Fast Five birthdays. Do the C-Bub Bomb Confessions, and
she said
at 7:50. Have a great weekend.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.